Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to singer James Maddock, whose new CD is Wake Up and Dream, and this is his second appearance on our show. Stick around. Love is a flower, folks. Love is a flower. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Adelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 900 celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of rock and roll titles, including Does the Noise in My Head Bother You? By Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll, and the End of the World, produced by the National Lampoon. And Sex, Money, Kiss by Gene Simmons of Kiss. And here's an excerpt of Sex, Money, Kiss by Gene Simmons.
If man was predisposed to being monogamous, biologically, his sexual activity would have been limited to the cave he lived in, without spreading his seed in every other cave he rested in as he hunted the migrating herds. Now, don't lose me here. So in the days before civilization, before language and culture, we lived in clans, a few people huddled in a cave. Isn't it true that if man was predisposed to being monogamous, that within a generation or two, humankind would have been cross-eyed and retarded? Isn't inbreeding unhealthy? Aren't purebred Dalmatians dumb as a rock? Aren't mutts smart? If nature has given man billions of sperm every time he gets excited, doesn't that mean he's designed to have sex with as many females as possible before he drops dead? I'm not saying he should or should not, only pointing out, isn't that what nature intended? It's no wonder women have been torturing men since the days we crawled out of our caves. Just kidding.
You can also download The Profiler, written by famed criminal profiler Pat Brown and yours truly, which Pat will read to you personally. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of sad-eyed does with acoustic guitars, each of whom thinks I should be interviewing them today instead of James Maddock, in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. The key to the music business, I think, is consistency. For example, I really liked James Maddock's first solo album, Sunrise on Avenue C, but who knew whether he could follow it up with a similar gem? Maybe his first appearance in Mr. Media, September 2009, would be his last. No, not going to happen. Wake Up and Dream Wake Up and Dream takes the triumph of Sunrise and successfully builds upon it. The lyrics are sharper, the hooks are catchier, and the overall sound is consistent from the first song to the last. Now, if you've never heard him before, let me give you a little taste of James Maddock's work.
Your eyes were like a hot fire.
when we talk about classic rock, I don't think of music I've been forced to endure 1,000 times in my life by lazy radio programmers. And I'm looking at you, Pink Floyd. It's not classic in my mind because it's older than dirt. To me, classic rock means the music captures the spirit and the soul of rock. A bit bluesy, a hint of country maybe, and an all-rock attitude. In that spirit, I think James Maddock's Wake Up and Dream is classic stuff. And James Maddock, welcome back to Mr. Media.
Thank you. Thank you for that introduction. It's lovely to be here. Nice to see you.
Good to have you. It was great to get more material from you. I was a big fan of Avenue C, and I think this is really good stuff.
Thank you. I do too. I mean, it's a collection of songs that I've, you know, some of the new ones, some are a little older, but it's my band. It's the band that I've had been playing with for like a couple of years, and I'm very, very happy with it. I think it's come out really, really, really great. Good sight.
Now, I've never been in your position, but I imagine from all the musicians I've talked to over the years that it's not easy to follow up a good album with another good album, or a great album with a good album, or anything along that line. Did you waste any energy worrying about that the last year or two, or do you just get down to it and hope for the best?
I think fundamentally I was... the thing about making a good record is you need the time to make it. If you're not got a deadline and if you're not rushed to finish it, then I think you take the time until you've got the songs already written, so you've got the right collection of songs, and then put a record out. Don't just put a record out because you can,
mm-hmm.
or because you've got the opportunity to do so. That's going to be... I've been down that road a little bit. When I had the record deal on Columbia,
mm-hmm.
I had the Wood album, which I'm very proud of. Then I did another record soon after that, and it really wasn't... Once I finished it, I realized it wasn't very good. And it didn't live up to my expectations. So I went into the label and said, I don't want you to put this record out. This is not the record I want to follow up the Wood album with. Obviously, they didn't put it out, and they dropped me, you know, soon after. So I'm very particular about that. If I'm going to put a record out, I want it to really be... I want it to be as good as I know it can be, mm-hmm. so I'm very honest about it. So luckily, I have the songs at the moment, and this Wake Up and Dream has got the songs, and, you know, it's a great collection of songs. Therefore, it's going to be, hopefully, a well-received record.
Now, when you started working on this, when was that? When did you start working on this album?
Well, it's difficult to answer that insofar, because the way I write is I will really trawl my back catalogue and come up with songs that maybe have been around in my head in one way or another for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And so I'll go to that place, and then suddenly songs that I thought were no good, or I didn't really feel they had a place in my life, suddenly have a place. So some of the songs have a little bit of history. Other songs are brand new. Other songs are a mixture of both. You know, I rewrite the lyrics, but the melody might be from 4 or 5 years ago. So it's the way I work is very, you know, I pull from all elements of my, you know, all my past. So it's hard to answer that question. You know, certainly all the songs were not written like in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were. Some of them are from before Avenue C, you know. So it's kind of odd.
could you take us from like one of the songs that maybe changed a lot from conception to completion, and kind of give us a little sense of, you know, why it changed or how it changed?
Yeah, I mean, there's a song called Step Into the Water, which I had that melody from about 5 years ago. So I love that melody, but I could never really find a lyric that suited the idea. And I had that chorus idea, Step Into the Water, and I had some ideas about what I wanted to say, but I rewrote the lyric many, many, many times. And then finally, you know, the last year or so, I got something that I thought was suited the feeling of the melody and what I wanted to say in the song. And the same is true of a song called You and Jean. I wrote that maybe like six, seven years ago, but I was always rewriting the lyric. And that's how I work. I'm a constant rewriter. And until I've got the thing exactly where I like it, it just kind of sits in this, this kind of, you know, in purgatory, if you like, just sits there, never quite knowing which way I'm going to jump. So those two songs certainly are from the past and from the present as well, a mixture of the past and the present. You know, a couple of others, I guess, but some of them are brand new, you know. Some of them pop out brand new. Beautiful Now was written with Mike Scott from the Waterboys. Stella's Driving. That was another constant rewrite. So, you know, it's a process. And, you know, when I think about my next, if I'm starting to think about my next record, which I am a little bit, I've got a few songs that I'm ready to, that are going to set the tone for the record. But who knows? I don't know whether some of my older songs are going to find their way onto the next record, because they might do. Mm-hmm. That's how I've always worked. The song on the album called "That's Where You're Wrong." That's from an old load of demos that I did.
Really?
I lived in London. So I suddenly just rediscovered it, and I thought, this is a good song.
It is a good song.
And I'd not heard it for like 5-6 years. And I thought, I wonder, I really like this song. And then, you know, then it pops up.
No, that's all right. I was going to say on Avenue C, the title song was very, it really brought an image to you. You thought, you know, sunrise on Avenue C. I've never been to Avenue C, but I could picture what that might be, right. You know. And then Love is a Flower, again, it put an image in my mind. Now, can you tell me, a lot of people who will be hearing or seeing this interview will not yet have experienced the album. Can you describe Love is a Flower a little bit? Where that came from?
It's interesting you pick that song, because that is a very strange song in my catalogue, I think. I wrote that's a really very, very new song, and I wrote it from beginning to end, sat right where I'm sitting now on this chair in this right here. I wrote this song right here from beginning to end, and I just had these melodic parts. I wrote all the melodies, and I thought they all sat together, and it had a blue, the chorus had, to me, had a Blue Nile feel to it. This Blue Nile-y thing. And I just started to come up with that idea, Love is a Flower. I thought it might be a bit cheesy, but then I thought, no, it kind of makes sense to me. And then I started to imagine this story about a couple that go on a trip together and doesn't work out. And it just became a thing. So, but it's got the different movements in it. The verse is quite folky. The pre-chorus sounds like a chorus, and then the chorus is like a kind of stoppy thing. So I had it. Then we took it to the band to rehearse it, and then it went through a few incarnations because it's quite tricky to the way it ended up. And then there it is. You know, then it's born. And then I didn't really have a chance to second guess it. Suddenly we were in the studio and we recorded it. And then it's on the record. So it's a new. That's the difference between the new songs and the old songs. The old songs I trust because I've had them around in my head for many years.
Mm-hmm.
But the new songs, I don't necessarily trust as much because they're new and I don't. Are they any good? Or are you just excited because they're new?
Mm.
That's another thing you have to always ask yourself when you're writing songs. Are you just excited because it's a new song? Or is it really a good song? So that's it.
Now, before we went on the air, you were mentioning you've been in a relationship for, I guess, about 15 years, I think you said. How, I don't want to get too personal, but maybe just a little personal, how much does your relationship influence your songwriting?
Well, songs are a mixture of imagination and reality.
Mm-hmm.
And in my case, very much so. So I will draw on personal experiences, but sometimes the song will completely take me down another road. The song starts to take on a life of its own. And you might start writing a song about one thing, and then suddenly a lyrical idea comes into your head, and the song just takes a completely different turn.
Mm.
So, you know, so there's no real one way to write a song. I just kind of like see where the song takes me. And if the song's a positive song, but then that can turn into a negative song. Negative. Do you know what I mean? The optimistic songs can turn pessimistic. Depends where the song takes you.
Mm.
So, you know, obviously my life informs what I do, but it also doesn't
dictate what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
is there a particular song where you've had Melissa in mind when you've written it?
Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen, whoops.
Who's Melissa?
I don't know. Mary Ellen.
Melissa.
Mary Ellen. I didn't write that down well. Excuse me a minute. Let me get this correct here.
Not really. not specifically. I said I don't really write like that.
Okay.
You know, I tend to let the song take me where I want to, where it goes, and I'm very open to that. So I don't like to sit down and write songs about specific incidents or specific things, because I'll start doing that and then suddenly the whole thing will shift.
Mm.
And now I'm in the imagination. You know, now I'm working on a different place. So I'm not really that good at that autobiographical songwriting thing, because I think it gets in the way.
I'm afraid I just put you in a jam and you're going to have to.
Oh, hand me the guitar.
Oh, that was embarrassing on my part. I'm glad you handled it so well. So let's talk about one more song on the record before we have to go. Wake Up and Dream, the title song. Anything special you can tell us about that?
Well, that is a kind of a song I wrote about 7 or 8 years ago, maybe more. Maybe that might be 10 years old, that song. And I just have always had it around. And I've tweaked the words over the years. But it just never felt right to play. It just never had a place in my repertoire. But I bought it. It's the other thing about having a band. Like one of the things about having a band, which informed the Avenue C record as it does this one, is that when you have a band and you take the songs to the band, the band start to invest their musicality. Songs that you just think are not that good or not that suitable take on a life of their own and they become suitable. And that's what happened with this song. I have such a fantastic band that I bring the songs to the band and then suddenly, this sounds really good. So that was a surprise to me. It's been around a while. Mm. I love the title, Wake Up and Dream, and
yeah.
I got the title from I think it's a Cole Porter play from the 30s or the 40s. I was in a pub in London and I saw it as like a billboard, and I thought, that's a really good title. So I just worked with that title. And then I took it to the band and we played it, and it became a part of our repertoire. So, and then, okay, it's gone on the record.
Hmm. Speaking of the band, I'll make this the last question. The last time we talked, I remember talking to you about the modern economics of having a band and making music, and everything's changed. How's the business of music treating you these days? Very cool. Look at that, folks. Wow, I wish I had my shades. And I feel underdressed now.
Put them on.
I don't have them. I don't know where they are.
This is the album cover. I don't
know. No, I know. That's why I'm now. I don't have my shades. Oh, well.
Oh, that's right.
Very cool. Very cool.
My brother gave me these about 15 years ago, wasn't it? Maybe more, 20 years ago. When he first got a job working in there as an optician, and he got me these as my birthday present many years ago. So
he's going to want a royalty now, seeing as on the cover of the...
Yeah, what do you say about the economics of the band?
Oh, who knows? I don't know. No, how are the economics of being in the music business treating you today as opposed to 2 years ago or 5 years ago?
I am, due to the kind of work that was put in around Avenue C and the gigs that we play around the East Coast and the support that we've had from people like yourself and from radio stations, I've been able to build up a small but significant following, which I can just about make a living.
Good.
Just about. You know, I'm like, you know, there's the rent and the food and everything, and there's my income, and it's kind of hovering around this place. So I can kind of just about get by. I'm certainly not wealthy, but just to avoid, what am I doing with these on? To avoid having a proper job, you know, is a victory. So I do okay. I mean, I can just about keep my head above water. I mean, I'd love to be in a position where I could actually make some money and have a bit of security and feel like I've got something to show for it. But just the holding pattern is a success in my book. So, you know, I'm all right. You know, I just about get by. You know, that's about it.
I know exactly where of you speak. It's we're all in the same boat these days, I'm afraid. The old pattern doesn't quite fit anymore, so we have to do what we got to do.
I mean, that's the thing about, you know, even if you have a regular job, there's no, for most people in America, there's no security, even in that situation. So, you know, I feel the pain, you know.
Well, folks, listen, you can find out when James Maddock will be performing in your town by checking out his website. It's jamesmaddock.net, and that's Maddock, M-A-D-D-O-C-K. You can also follow him on Twitter at James Maddock or on Facebook. And you can find either of his solo albums, Sunrise on Avenue C or Wake Up and Dream, from great music sites everywhere, or order it right now at a great price at MrMedia.com. And James, always a pleasure. I look forward to the next one, and hope maybe we'll get to see you down this end of the East Coast and maybe see you perform live this year.
Love to get down there. It'll be a thrill. Thanks, Paul.
My pleasure. And folks, for more original interviews with America's top singers and songwriters, you can surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Matter of fact, you can look up James' previous appearance there. If you've enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via RSS, iTunes, email, or our new Android mobile phone app, which is free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many parts of Avenue C. Show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also call and leave a comment on our 24-hour listener line, 1-727-498-4711. Now, unless you live next door to Mr. Media, there may be a toll charge. Some comments may actually appear on an upcoming show. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube video channel. Thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. See you next time, everybody. Bye-bye. Folks, you can hear Mr. Media while on the go now with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone, whether you use an iPhone, iPod Touch, Android, BlackBerry Curve, or Palm Pre. And when you download Stitcher to hear Mr. Media today, you have a chance to win some real money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in your smartphone's app store. Download it. It's free. Takes seconds. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Mr. Media, that's MR Media, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of Mr. Media will be waiting for you in Stitcher's favorites right on your phone. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too, always available to you on demand, no syncing. Some of my favorites include WTF with Mark Maron, Plus One Per Diem with Kevin Smith, and The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. It's all free and all instant to you on Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to win the money. Enter promo code Mr. Media, MR Media, when you register. And thanks for listening.
Hi.
Meep, meep.
Good morning and welcome to Plus One for DM with my mom and dad, Jennifer Solbach and Kevin Smith.
Morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
Well, it's Monday morning.
Week three, bitch. It's me, the fat one, and her, the big-eared one, Kevin Smith.
And Jen Schwalbach.
And this is Plus One Per Diem, as the kids said. Hey, man, let's pay some bills. Pay some bills. Pay this man his money. Give me some music, some bill paying music. MrMedia.com. So much media, so little time. I hear you, brother.
Who keeps track of it all? That would be Mr. Media.
Yeah, man. Can you keep track of Kev being on his radio show and then being on television and then back on the radio show? I was literally listening to the show. There's a great ad for Stitcher in the midst of this ad. I was listening to our show on Stitcher in my car between leaving my show and coming back to my show. So I got to listen. It works flawlessly. I don't know. Anytime I see people bitch on Twitter, like, hey, I can't get... Holy shit, it's fucking flawless. Anyway, MrMedia.com. Now in its fifth year of online radio and TV shows, there are more than 700 celebrity pop culture and Hollywood interviews in the Mr. Media archive. Of free and premium subscription shows. Mr. Media, a.k.a. journalist Bob Andelman, loves the ladies, attracting everyone from current TV stars such as Jeri Ryan, 7 to 9 on Star Trek, Summer Glau, she was in Firefly, she was in Terminator as well. I think she was the one that gave Muse shit at a Comic-Con. If she's the one that played the space hooker in Firefly, she was at a Comic-Con and Muse was like a huge Firefly fan. He's like, oh, hey, man, I just wanted to die. She's like, whatever. Gave him the stone cold fucking shoulder. Anyway.
We don't know it's her for sure.
I'm pretty sure it is. All pretty right. much. But Bob, she didn't do that to old Bob Andelman, Mr. Media. She gave him some fucking ear, and you can hear it. Alicia Cuthbert from 24. Yvonne Strahovski from Sarah or Sarah on Chuck. To classic movies. The stars such as Raquel Welch, she's got all the ladies, man. Jeri Ryan, Summer Glau, is it Elijah or Alicia Cuthbert? Alicia, chick from 24, mm-hmm. Yvonne Strahovski, Raquel Welch. There's even a video interview with Jason Mewes, Shoot the Hero co-star Samantha Lockwood. That is a starry, starry list. Lots of comedians drop by to chat on the show too, including Eddie Griffin, Lisa Lampanelli. She did something very cool this weekend, man. Ralphie May, Judy Tenuta, and the late Bob Schimmel twice. He's a good guy. Did you know him? Good dude. Was he at the club? You've been around.
Actually, I worked with him at the Improv. He was an amazing, amazing man.
Right on. What did he die? Was cancer or something?
No, actually, he beat cancer. It was a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He'd actually beaten that. It was a car accident, of all things.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So you can hear interviews with the late Bob Schimmel, man, from Mr. Media. Mr. Media. Big bucket of wind right there. Comic book fans, Mr. Media knows what you want. Search the archives to hear interviews with classic Marvel artists such as Gene Colan. I got a Gene Colan Daredevil piece. And Jolton Joe Sinnott, as well as Dave Gibbons of Watchmen, Darwin Cook, Playboy's Gahan Wilson. I love the art of Gahan Wilson. He did tons of National Lampoon's artwork. Oh, my God, he's good. And underground comics legend Dennis Kitchen. I imagine Kitchen Sink. There are also conversations with the comic strip creators behind Pearls Before Swine, Leo, Zitz, and more. If you're in a podcast, check out Mr. Media's conversations with What the Fuck comedian Mark Maron, or Emily from Sex with Emily, from the Howard Stern universe, Stuttering John Melendez, Red Peters, Mr. Skin. They've all made appearances. This guy, fucking...
He's got a list.
Yeah, Mr. Media's got a list of guests as big as his dick. New shows are posted several times a week with MrMedia.com. You can also subscribe to Mr. Media for free on iTunes, YouTube, or Stitcher for mobile devices such as iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or the Palm Pre. Visit MrMedia.com to get tons of media for free. Mr.
Good morning. You're listening to Sir Smodcast Internet Radio.